Carissa Carvel says the decision to give up a pet is a difficult one, but for people who can't find a pet-friendly place to live, sometimes it's the only option. She's a dog trainer at Colorado Animal Rescue in Glenwood Springs, where people who have made that decision come to hand over their cats and dogs.
Unfortunately, you know, the pets tend to be bottom rung when it's house for you and your kids or your pets.
It's a struggle Carvel knows all too well. Right after graduating high school, she lived on the Front Range. She couldn't find a place to live that would take her and her dog Dylan, but she knew where her priorities were.
It just never crossed my mind to get rid of him or to not have him. We made it work, and we lived together in the car for a long time until I found a house in Fort Collins.
For half a year, Carvel and her Pitbull Rottweiler mix called her 2006 Nissan Xterra home.
He saved my life. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been a dog trainer. I wouldn't have been the person that I am. And thinking about getting rid of him wasn't a possibility.
Things are different now. She has two dogs, a cat, and lives in Carbondale. But her situation is far from unique. And now there's someone trying to change that.
The curly tail here with a black and sort of brindle and white is Ariel. She's about 9 years old now.
Lori Raymond owns Hightails, a doggy daycare and pet store in Glenwood Springs. Last October, she co-founded a new venture called Pets Are Welcome Here, or PAW. The goal is to work with property owners and residents to make living with pets work for everyone.
We can just make it easier for people to do the right thing. You know, make it easy and comfortable and friendly to be good tenants and neighbors with their pets.
Raymond has an answer for just about every pet conflict that comes up. Sometimes her services can be broad, like sharing information about pet behavior and safety, but other times she has specific suggestions, like helping design apartment hallways so dogs don't cross paths with residents who'd rather not run into them.
You know, barking dogs can tear a neighborhood apart, but really they don't have to. That can be solved.
Raymond says mediation between neighbors can help start a conversation instead of letting frustration boil over.
You have an adversarial conflict set up that's really hard to break through. But if you approach it with both the complainer and the pet owner in a spirit of trying to solve the problem, sometimes you can get incredible buy-in.
That buy-in can lead to actual plans to make pets better neighbors, like taking a noisy dog next door out for a walk. Property owners and managers are also part of the equation. Megan Capelli is a community association manager with Preferred Property Management.
Having pets, but being able to actually have resources to provide to owners so that it's kind of just becomes good for everybody. I think that's great.
Capelli works with property owners who set their own pet policies, including apartments where the HOA allows pets for owners, but not tenants. She encourages clients to be pet friendly because doing otherwise would narrow their list of potential residents. And she says the risk of damage is actually pretty low.
And I do think that there is this stigma that, you know, they are going to destroy the property. They're going to scratch walls. They're going to scratch doors, floors, all of that stuff. And it really just does not happen.
Her company runs about 350 properties in the area, with a handful in Glenwood Springs. Capelli says they've never had to replace a carpet, and pet damage has been minimal and covered by the tenant security deposit. Lori Raymond with PAW says allowing pets is a win-win.
Allowing pets allows landlords to be more successful, and they can charge enough money easily to offset the minimal risks.
With that mentality driving PAW's mission, it could make a difference for people like Carissa Carvel, who said back when she couldn't find housing, having a company like PAW would have been life-changing. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.